Welcome to Peas in a Podcast.
This is Wyatt.
And Tracy. Strike that, reverse that.
Reverse that.
Whatever. It sounds like we are at home by the fireplace.
It does sound like we're at home by the fireplace.
But that's not quite the entire truth.
We're
kind of by a fireplace.
We are by a fireplace.
Where are we?
A camp fireplace.
A campground. Not just any campground.
The Olympic National Park.
In the Ho Rainforest.
Dun dun dun.
Dun. Oh yeah. Top chef. So right behind me is a 100-foot tree that is probably about 12 feet in diameter.
Yeah, it's probably 12 feet. Looks like it's twice the length of you.
Yeah, if I put out my hands, you probably put two of me. Tracy and I touching hands and spreading our arms apart would be about how wide it is.
That's how we knew it was a campsite for us.
Yeah. So we're in the Ho Rainforest, a short 5-hour drive.
It didn't take us 5 hours, then we stopped, so.
I think it did take 5 hours.
Because, okay, because we left
Because then
six.
We had to drive in the park, because you have to drive 20 miles into the park.
Well, it seemed to fly by, really. Honestly, I didn't notice. Yeah.
Well, it was really
interesting. We had a great drive-through espresso, which brightened up the trip.
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
That was an exit or two right before you get into
Olympia.
Yeah, it was like...
Working on the 4th of July, man. They're making some good espresso.
Yeah. Let me tell you, man, I just love those espresso huts. There's like...
They're far superior to any chain.
There's more of them than McDonald's.
Maybe Coffee
Lauders,
okay.
What?
There are more than McDonald's. Yeah. Which is a wonderful thing.
Yeah, they're everywhere. You know, they're on every exit around Seattle. But when you get out, when you voyage
away. Down by Portland, there weren't as many. The coast there was, the Oregon coast, there was quite a few.
Yeah, there was. In Portland, we got off about 3 or 4 times in the no man's land.
Yeah, that's a bad stretch.
But when you get to Seattle, every exit, man, they got those little huts, man, and
it was
They're
cheap
so
too. We got
good.
We both got pretty large ones with specialty flavors and under $3.50 a drink, which
it was $7 even.
You a tall latte at
with tax and everything included.
I wonder if they're doing every drink $3.50 that day.
The smallest Starbucks, the little tiny tall,
yeah,
not the short, but the tall, is still like $4 after tax.
Right
around here.
Yeah, that's after tax. Good point
for the small one.
That was they're great.
You know, so
they're great.
It's definitely cheaper and a lot bigger, and highly recommend it if you're here. It's hard to justify spending that much for a drink when you're driving, but if you're driving for 2 hours, I guess it's okay.
And it's 6 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah, it really helped us wake up. Yeah, we had to wake up
I
early.
I was up at 5 this morning ready to go, and Wyatt was actually the one to sleep for once.
Yeah. Yeah, you were in and out of the shower, and I was like, oh.
I was wide awake. I'm like, I'm getting ready to go.
Well, we were up late packing, too.
Because I just know if we slept until 7...
Well, today is the 4th of July. Born on the 4th of July.
No.
I just mixed a couple songs together.
Born we love singing USA. While we're driving.
Yeah, we sing funny songs. Like, Holiday Road. And with some other ones. I don't know. We make up our own songs. Like, Doobie Doobie Doobie. I messed that one up, too.
You messed that one up. That's all right.
Yeah, Tracy makes them up, and then I sing them. Doobity doobity doo. Doobity doobity doo. We sing it. It's just like Yellow Brick Road, but it's our own version.
It is our own version.
It's a secret song between Tracy and I as we
have our secret handshake.
Cruise. Which you'll never know, but you just heard about it.
That's right.
Yep, so we were just hanging out at the Ho Campfire. It's called H-O-H.
H-O-H. And why is it a rainforest in Washington and not in the tropics?
Because it's a temperate rainforest. As you should know, rainforest is based on rainfall, not temperature.
And they get
That's
a good
why it's called
12
rainforest.
Feet of rain a year here.
Yeah, 400 inches, I think they said.
Is that 12 feet? Yes.
I don't know. 12 times 4 is 48. I think so.
Okay. We'll figure it out later.
Oh, well.
We're not sharp on our math at the moment.
1 + 1 = 2, right?
48, yeah, 12. So we rolled in here. We're a little concerned about getting the campsite because it's first come, first serve, but we got a nice site.
Yeah, it was actually pretty empty. They said that it had only filled up once in the last 5 years.
Yeah.
And it was raining, but it is a rainforest after all.
It is a rainforest. And they have a nice honor system. All you do is put money in an envelope. Reminds me of good old Lake Red Rock in Pella, Iowa.
Yeah.
Honor system.
There's a lot of campgrounds like that. I didn't know that. You just stick your money in the envelope and...
It's a camper code.
Yeah, it's nice. But national parks are kind of like such a political issue. I think they'll get more money and precedence as this green nonsense gets worse.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Which is probably one good thing out of all of it because... Yeah. National parks are amazing.
They are amazing.
I just wonder if these trees are just terrified of our fire right now. They're probably just looking down at this fire. They look like Ents from Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, they do look like Ents.
Yeah. So the whole rainforest. We actually went to the Washington coast for a little while today.
We did.
Too.
We did Ruby Beach.
Yeah, highly recommend Ruby Beach.
Beach 1, 2, 3, 4.
For the sea stacks. Yeah, there's beaches. I mean... Washington's coast is kind of desolate. No one can live there because of the 400 inches of rain.
Yes. It was a little bit rainy when we were there. It was pretty. It was nice tide pools, few tide pools. I hear the beaches up a little bit further north are even better, the Rialto, and which I don't know if we're going to check out since we did quite a bit of Oregon coast already.
Yeah, maybe the Oregon coast is so much nicer, and we've already done a lot of it that I kind of want to focus on the... Olympic National Park, because it's so humongous, we might never come back here again.
That's true.
You never know.
You never know.
We never say, we'll do this next time.
That's right. That's our motto.
Yeah. Never say, I'll do it next time. You should never have a next time, because you should do something new every time. It's a small world, after all. So, what do you think of the Olympic rainforest?
It is green.
Ho, spelled H-O-H. Which I was confused with Heart of the Hills, which is a different camp tour.
I know, I was totally confusing you.
Yeah, but fine. That's the actual name, and the whole river.
We did some nice hikes today, simple hikes.
Oh, we did, that's today. Right.
We did them quickly, but we did them slowly because we took pictures and video.
Yeah, well, there's two hikes.
Yep, the Hall of Moss.
The Hall of Moss, which is, you know, almost a mile, and then there's the Spruce Trail,
yeah.
Which is a little over a mile. And we spent about an hour on each one.
Yeah. We're searching for elk, foraging for elk, but unless...
I mean, you could probably... You could fly through that thing in like 20 minutes.
Oh,
I'm
yeah,
sure.
If you walked it.
Each one.
But you wouldn't miss all the beauty of it.
Yeah.
If you do it too fast.
So we did the Hall of Moss first, which was fun.
It was. It was... Maple trees. Maple trees and pine trees.
I'm tending to the fire.
Yeah, why it's tending our fire here, which I built.
Yeah, our Tracy built our first fire. I gave her some instruction.
Cabin.
It lit up on the first try. It rained today, too, and she still got it going, which is amazing.
Tracy
has a touch.
I do. I'm good at building things.
Yeah.
Anyways, we digress. So the Hall of Moss, as it implies, is halls and halls of mosses. Hanging from the trees, dripping, rainy moss.
Hanging moss.
They were pretty dry, though, because it's been a little bit dry this last week, I think.
Yeah, there's a drought in the summer of the Olympic rainforest for
yeah.
2 or 3 months.
It was unfortunate. There weren't as many slugs. I think I saw one slug today, which was highly...
Tracy's had her heart set on the banana slug, the infamous.
Oh, we saw one in Issaquah the other day weekend, but it was a baby.
Yeah, that was a weird-looking thing.
It was ugly.
They're all ugly.
They're not ugly.
And they're slimy.
They had a weird hole in it. I don't know what's going on with that thing.
I don't know how you can touch those things. They just look like...
I used to let them crawl over my arms when I was little.
It's like if poop were alive, I would think it would be a slug.
Oh, it's not true. They're so beautiful.
Slimy poop.
I used to have pet slugs as a kid, and they were all named Sammy. And they crawled all over my arms, and people freaked out because I let them sit and crawl on my arm.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd leave snot trails on my arms.
They are snot trails. Snotty poo.
No, it's not. They're cleaning stuff. They're eating it and putting it back out again, just like worms.
Anyways, let's talk about something beautiful, like the rainforest.
Rainforest. I don't know if these are the Japanese maple, because they look small. Some of those, those are just baby trees. They look like Japanese elm.
So you said 12 foot of rain a year?
Yes.
Because 12 times you know, 12 inches, 144. I thought they said there was 400. It was like a little over an inch of rain a day.
I think it gets more at the coast than it does here. But we'll look it up. I'm sure. I know it's at least 12
feet. It's so much rain
here
that it floods out and you have the moss. Like, I'm looking at the moss now. And it drips like 3 or 4 feet off of the branches of the trees down,
yeah,
hanging.
It's crazy.
Kind of like willow trees, I guess.
Oh, that's true.
Like it doesn't really look like willow trees, but yeah, it's similar to that.
It looks like mold on something.
Yeah.
It's not ugly.
It's like the moss has moss growing on it. But now it all dries out. They're supposed to have like these really dense fogs, which is kind of like when it rained today. It might have been that. That kind of keeps it going until it starts raining again.
Yeah.
Because it did rain between our hikes.
It did rain. Not very much.
It was like a mist that had floating droplets in it that you walked through.
Yeah, it was kind of like that.
Yeah.
So what did you learn about nurse logs today?
Oh my gosh. I don't think any of these humongous trees actually grow in the ground. I think they all grow on other trees that fell over.
And they're probably a few hundred years old.
I mean, you got these, you'll see like five, you know, 10-foot in diameter trees in a row, and their roots are all like draping, and you realize that they had all grown out of one tree that had fallen, you know, 80 years ago or something like that. So what do you think about nurse logs?
I think they're sweet. I've only seen them in the Pacific Northwest. I saw them in Vancouver and Oregon.
Yeah, these are different than the ones we saw in
They are different. There you have like five or six growing off of one fell log. Usually it's like one growing out of a single stump.
Yeah, and it goes straight up from the stump,
yeah,
too. Which there's some of those,
too. There are some, but most of them you can get five or six ginormous, like 100-year-old trees growing out of one
dead ginormous
tree. That's completely fallen over. And they compete with each other, so it's interesting. The roots sometimes are fighting each other.
Yeah.
And then as the nurse log actually decays, then you're left with these roots that are up in the air, kind of.
Yeah, it's like fingers.
Fingers out of the ground.
Just like the fingertips are touching the ground. And there's all these like holes and pathways under the humongous trees naturally, because the rot, the tree is like a natural compost. It just, especially with all the moisture, it just rots. And there's more nutrients in the humongous tree that had fell than actually what's in the ground. So, like...
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And you really like the streams that we saw today, too. The clear streams.
Oh, yeah. Well, allegedly, the color is from glaciers, but I'm starting to feel like everything is caused by glaciers.
Everything is caused by glaciers.
Glaciers created life.
As Al Gore said, we must save the glaciers.
Glaciers created the internet over a gradual period of time, over millions of years.
That's probably true.
You know. Not that they're... I mean... There's supposed to be a bunch of glaciers on top of Mount Olympus.
Mm-hmm.
There's an 18-mile trail that starts here at the whole rainforest and goes up to Mount Olympus. Which
Not
is
the top.
Yeah, I think it goes
18
up
18 miles to the top?
I think so. 18, 19 miles.
Huh.
That's a long ways.
You had to get a special pass to do it, though.
Yeah. We saw some people doing it.
Yeah, they were nuts. And helmets and everything.
Well, Mount Olympus, I saw some pictures of it. We haven't seen it. Because I think it's just kind of like a heap. And
you can
there's a
see
lot of other
from
things.
Hurricane Ridge, which we will do.
It's not like Mount Rainier or whatever that has a distinct top. Volcanic. I don't even think it's 8,000 feet.
I don't think so. Yeah, that's not that tall.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out eventually.
But you can take the hike, and there's actually, there's like a Olympic backcountry campground if you hike for about 20 miles, I think.
Oh, backcountry campground?
You know, maybe it was 30 miles. It's like to the top.
It's a long hike.
It's between 18 and 30 miles. But there's a trail that people do, and so that's the third trail that you can do around here. That's one way. We're not going to do it just because it's too much hiking for us.
Man, the squirrels are crazy. Look at them.
They got these itty-bitty squirrels, and they're just not afraid of people.
They're not.
They're only like 6 inches long with big fuzzy tails, and they like nuts.
They do like nuts.
Yeah. So anyways, I was thinking about, do you ever notice when you're walking down the path, it feels like it's kind of like hollow underneath your feet?
Yeah.
You like hear thump sounds?
Very soft.
Kind of like when you knock on a watermelon, you hear that thump, thump, thump when you're walking. So I noticed that there's a lot of places, if you look into the ground, like, it's really, there's nothing under there. So I think it's just from all the trees that had fallen.
Yeah.
And all the stuff that's grown up in the winter.
Interesting to study.
And I think it, like, I keep thinking there might be all these kind of booby trap holes everywhere.
It seems like it. You could get really sweet forts out here if you were a kid.
Yeah. In Yellowstone National Park, they have all the geysers and the hot pools. And every once in a while, like, a new hole will just appear, and part of the sidewalk would fall into the lava.
Wonderful. You know?
Yeah, so I think about, you know, maybe here you could just fall down a hole that could go into some massive creature.
Rabbit hole.
Yeah.
There was a rabbit hole at the other campsite today.
Yeah, some giant spider probably lives in there.
I bet so. I'm a little bit cold. I'm going to scoot closer to the fire.
Oh. So the river. The river was interesting.
It was interesting.
Why don't you tell about the
Which
river?
River? The stream or the river? The Blue River?
Oh, either. Both.
Well, there was the Ho River, which goes down from Mount Olympus, which is made by glaciers. As we were talking about earlier. Basically, it has this gray,
blue-gray
clay. I think that makes the water this bluish kind of gray color.
Yeah.
And it's moving really fast. Apparently, you're not supposed to go on it, which I wouldn't want to after looking at it and throwing rocks in there.
Yeah, I threw a big rock in there. It made a big splash, and the whole splash went down the stream before it had stopped. I'd never seen that before.
It was moving fast. I could not do kayak on there.
Yeah, I don't even know if you could even wade in there.
Well, then there were the little tributary streams that were near the trails that were perfectly clear. You could see these green moss or algae or something. I don't know exactly what you'd consider
those. Like seaweed, kind of.
Seaweed, yeah. That was, so the river looked kind of green. It was like clear, but then it had the green in it, and it was flowing.
The rivers are pretty deep. I think it's because the ground is soft, and they can cut through the ground really quickly.
Makes sense.
And so the water is like ultra clear because it's from fresh melted snow, and it's really cold.
Yeah, it is cold.
Because it's from the snow, and so it's deep, and you can see it's like perfectly clear stream, like
beautiful.
No mud. You can see all the way down, like
there's sand on the bottom,
4 or 5 feet down. Yeah, and then it has all these seaweeds that are just kind of blowing, kind of like if you were like hair, almost
yeah,
like if you had
like
your
hair
and water was running through it, or.
And it was green.
It was seaweed that was just kind of flashing, like a school fish or something like that.
I guess.
Tropical fish, and then it had all these bright little yellow flowers and stuff
little
around
minnows.
It. And then you had all the trees fall over. Across the water, and hanging moss hangs over it.
Yeah,
over the water.
That was really pretty.
These little streams, and then they built a lot of bridges that go over the streams.
It was beautiful.
Yeah, the bridges were pretty fun too. A lot of them were made out of felled trees, actually too.
Gosh darn it!
Oops.
I'm having an issue here. I'm okay.
You can throw another log on if you want to.
No, I'm fine. I was getting too hot. Then I get less hot.
So, besides the nurse logs, there's also something when the trees fall, which is pretty interesting. So when these humongous trees, they fall over all the time.
Yeah.
And when they fall over, all the roots come up. So there's all these, you know. You think they're hills, but then you realize they're not like a big boulder or anything. They're actually the root had, when a tree fell over, the root
completely came out.
Came up. So the roots are all covered in moss and rot stuff as well. And a lot of them, like when one falls, it'll bring down a bunch more.
Yeah, we did see that.
We saw one place where like, I think about 10 smaller trees had all fallen at one time.
Mm-hmm.
So there's all these kind of like flat walls of moss all over the place where the roots are, because the roots are huge too.
Yeah, strange. That's not like anywhere else that you really see this kind of stuff. It's quiet.
You can hear the wind running through
the
moss.
The crazy bird finally stopped.
Yeah, the bird's
Uncle
annoying
bird.
So what else do you think about this park? Anything else interesting? The water was pretty cool. We touched the water. It was, we saw a bunch of tracks.
We saw tracks. We saw droppings for elk. Giant tracks. Yeah. Giant droppings, but no elk yet. There's elk is supposed to roam everywhere, but oh.
There's that darn bird.
That's right over. Is it a squirrel?
It's a squirrel.
Is it the squirrel making that noise?
Oh, yeah, the squirrel made that noise.
It's like a mating. They're going to be mating tonight. I just know it.
It must be a mating call by those mini squirrels.
Great.
How did it do that?
It like shook itself on the branch.
It looked like it was shaking, clapping its hands together or something like that.
That was interesting.
And it ran down the moss hill. Mossy tree. Huh. You know, if this one of these trees fell on us, we'd be done.
There are lots of ferns here, so it gives it sort of a prehistoric
feel. Yeah, it does have a Jurassic Park feel to it.
It's supposed to bring you to a time.
Yeah.
Simpler things.
There's no vines, there's no monkeys. There's a lot of maple trees that are completely covered in moss, which is weird because they look like pine trees.
Yeah, they do.
Coniferous trees, but they're actually got all these like maple leaves coming out of them.
That one tree is like right over us. I hope it doesn't fall over. It looks like it's getting a little weak.
Yeah, I think that the moss rots off the limbs of the trees too. And then it kind of kills off the tree limbs of the lower limbs. So you have all these like stakes sticking out of the trees. So you got spruce, coniferous trees, hemlock, and maple trees are most of them, I think.
Pine trees. Are those spruce?
I think they're spruce.
Okay.
Which is like a pine, but they're humongous. So that is the Olympic Park. No reservations.
No reservations, that's right.
Yeah, so we set up our tent at the campsite now.
Yeah, our brand new tent's looking good.
Tracy made a fire, and then we cooked out.
Yeah, we're getting full. We're going to make marshmallows yet.
Yeah.
Sing campfire songs.
So what did you think of our dinner?
It was easy. It was good. Used my Omaha steak, recycled it, container.
The styrofoam cooler. What do we have for dinner?
We had some nice charred hot dogs and charred brats.
Yeah.
Charred mushrooms.
Jumbo mushrooms.
Like as big as portobello, but they were all white.
Button mushrooms.
Well, they're not buttons anymore. They're like hats. They call them mushroom hats. Caps, I guess they are called.
Like the nose of an alcoholic, they're so big.
Yeah, we've got some different campfire cooking stuff we want to try. We want to try yakitori on the grill.
Mm-hmm. Bacon wrapped
tomato. Because
the
mushroom tastes pretty much like a yakitori. We just needed a little bit of lemon and salt on it. It would be perfect.
It does have a grill that's adjustable, which isn't too bad.
Yeah, you just put foil on there.
It would work pretty good if you want to cook burgers. Burgers.
So it was good.
Yeah. So the Olympic National Forest, I recommend. What do you think we should do tomorrow?
I think tomorrow we're going to go to the hot springs.
Oh, yeah, the Sol Duke.
He got it. He finally got somebody. Lake Crescent, which is a glacial lake as well. We'll see how far we get along. There's Port Angeles you can go venture into and the whole ocean there. Squim, the Lavender Festival, and Hurricane Ridge. But I'm sure we'll talk about that stuff after we do it.
If we get that opportunity on the way back. Because we drove around the south side, but now we're going back around the north side of the park.
Yeah, it's nice not to have the same repetitious drive.
Yeah.
We'll
probably break it up a little bit. We'll see where we can get a camp spot. We're just kind of like
no reservations. We are no reservations.
Free roaming. Tracy and Wyatt's.
Sack in our back, and we're ready to roll.
Mm. Maybe we should... Do you feel like talking about the... some of the other ventures we've done recently, or do you want to save that for another podcast?
Yeah, we can.
We can do a brief blog roll or whatever.
Yeah, we've done some outings in the Seattle area lately.
Yeah.
So I guess...
You had this really great... There's one... You want to talk about the one in Issaquah or the one at Agua Verde?
We can talk about Agua Verde.
Agua Verde.
Agua Verde Tacos and Paddle Club in the UW district of Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
Right on Lake Washington and Lake Union near the stadium. Very close to where we live. And
very reasonable.
Maybe not. Very reasonable. The Mexican food there is good. They have like 3 or 4 different types of fish tacos and great salsas. And you can eat lunch for like $7. And then walk right down below and get a kayak. think it cost us like $18 for an hour for two people.
Yeah.
So
we did a double kayak.
We did double kayak.
It actually had pedals for the back person, which was
nice.
Yeah,
they were fancy kayaks.
Yeah. And the food wasn't too bad either.
I thought it was great.
They didn't have table service. You had to order.
No, but you could sit right on the
water.
They
did deliver to your table.
They did deliver to your table.
Yeah, that was nice.
It's a great lunch place, and then just go for a little after-lunch kayak, because that's a good workout for your arms.
Yeah, we were tired for a little while.
Yeah. Got to see all the different houseboats along Lake Union and Gasworks Park.
Almost run over by giant yachts.
Yeah, giant yachts trying to run us over. That's true. We cut across the middle of the lake. I don't know if we're supposed to do that.
I think it was okay.
It was fine.
Oh, look at your leg.
I'm breaking out in hives from the heat.
Yeah, you should back up a little bit.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Yeah, both your legs are getting that way. Why don't you
okay,
back
I'll
up
back
a little
up.
Bit?
It's fine. It's only skin.
All right, Tracy's well done.
I am.
So, yeah, I'd recommend it.
Seattle skyline you can see from Lake Union. It's where Sleepless in Seattle took place. We didn't see his houseboat, but it was fun. It was easy. Good exercise.
Yeah, it was fun. You can go either way on the river, and it's kind of, you wouldn't think you would be able to paddle boat there, but people are just crazy about that stuff around here, so.
Yeah.
It was actually really fun.
Fun, easy, recommended.
So that was, you know, if you really just want to go get out in the water and, you know, take a whirl and not think about it, I'd recommend it. Agua Verde.
Definitely.
Agua Verde.
Agua Verde.
Okay. Green water, whatever. So the other thing we want to talk about was Issaquah, which is an interesting town that
it's
is southeast.
In the foothills of the Cascades.
Of Seattle.
We're going to talk about the hiking?
Sure.
Or the restaurant? Hiking?
We can do both if you want.
We went hiking, I think, in Cougar Mountain.
Yeah.
State Park kind of area.
Yeah, it was this trailhead that started.
Several trailheads all started.
Yeah, southwest, like more almost west of the town, but like an exit or two west of there. You can look up Cougar Mountain Trails on W2A.org. I think REI has some trailhead stuff. But people are crazy about hiking, man.
They are crazy.
But there's a lot of really great hikes
there
you can go do.
There are a lot of great hikes around here.
Yeah.
It was a mountainous or hilly. Certainly got our workout. We saw quite a few slugs there, banana slugs and baby bananas.
Yeah, there's slugs like crazy. It had a little waterfall and the trails were interesting.
Coal Creek Mines.
It's nothing like Olympic National Rainforest here, but.
Sorry, I'm getting distracted, but I think someone's just like staking their tent.
Yeah.
It sounded like someone's trying to chop
a tree. No, it's a woodpecker.
Is it a woodpecker?
Yeah, I can see it.
Oh, you can see it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, where's it at?
It's black. It looks black. Uh-huh. I'm colorblind. Yeah, you can come over here if you want to look careful with the mic.
I know.
Okay, you
fire.
See that dead tree?
Yeah.
About right where the green leaves are in front of the dead tree that's still standing?
Mm-hmm.
It's about ready to start.
I'll have to wait and see it again. Okay, well, let's keep talking about what we're talking about.
Hear it?
I hear it.
You see the dead tree is standing straight up.
Oh, I see it. Yeah. That's higher than I was thinking.
What color is it?
It's black. Probably has like a red tip on it or something.
Yeah, that tree is dead. It's probably about 50 feet tall.
Maybe that's how all those trees got all those holes in them.
Oh, we did see that.
We saw all these trees with different crazy holes in them.
Yeah, we saw. They're probably about the size of a hardball, a baseball. There's a ton of them. That must be what it is. Some woodpecker. There's some interesting life around here.
There's interesting
life. We haven't done all of our research.
I did that book, that Olympic Park animal book. I should get out. Anyway.
So those are some excursions.
There's a great Afghan restaurant.
All right.
Issaquah, which we had a buy one, get one free coupon at.
It wasn't called the country village, but it was kind of like a... It's kind of like a historic village.
Issaquah village or something. Whatever the name. Gilmore village or something.
Oh, yeah. It's just west of the downtown near the freeway.
It had a good little Greek restaurant.
I think it was called Baiman.
Baiman.
Yeah, Bayman, I think. And I'd recommend them to get the Afghan food. They didn't give you a huge portion,
no,
but it tasted really
well.
But
you will eat everything in your plate because it's so good. The rice is so good, even.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
That was a nice little trip.
Yeah.
Nearby us.
So we have a lot more trips planned still.
Yeah.
What are some possible places we might go?
Oh, we still have to do Mount St. Helens, Mount Rainier.
Yeah.
Leavenworth and the North Cascades. All right.
We almost did those. Couldn't get a camp spot because camping is booked out for the rest of the year.
Yeah. Vancouver, we still have to hit up.
That's crazy. In Vancouver. You know what? We're going to go check out that woodpecker. So
yeah,
I think
we are.
I'm going
we'll
to we're going
to
end it for now.
Night.
And I'm going to talk to you later. It's been a good
Ciao,
time.
Anna.
Ciao, baby.